Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're live at the Rivers Casino. We'll be here all day, just under the big board, under the big screens, at the Sportsbook. All shows, not just ours. So get down here and see us. Betting heating up. A lot of people looking to get their bets in before a noon tip-off. We're joined right now and excited to be joined by Jimmy Vaccaro, a director of sports relations here at the Rivers. Jimmy, good morning. How you doing?
Thank you. Fancy title.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Big, long title. How about that?
Tell me what it means.
You tell me what it means.
You tell us, yeah.
Well, tell us about the kind of the influx of people you expect today and just how much excitement there's been in the run-up to all this.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. I enjoy this time of the year for obvious reasons. There's two things that I enjoy, really. It's college football and the NCAA tournament. In the first 4 days, you can't be matched. You know, people always talk about, well, Jimmy, Super Bowl Sunday. Super Bowl Sunday is the biggest single betting event of the day. March Madness, from beginning to end, just like dwarfs everything else. So what you're getting now is more or less of like people who obviously have liked this type of idea in a long time. And now first year back east, it's legally acceptable to bet, you know, on sporting events. So what you see right now is just the beginning. We have a ballroom upstairs that's going to seat about 500 people with betting kiosks up there. We got the kiosk here, and Trish will be opening the windows. So just to say, it's a great day for everything and everybody. It's a great day for me. This is a long time coming. I've been rooting for sports legalization on the East Coast for quite a while, and to see it actually, you know, in use right now, it feels pretty good.
It's crazy when sports betting became legal in the East, how we just all of a sudden knew how to bet sports, yeah. Huh, Jimmy? It's crazy.
You know, but let me tell you something about that. Now, I've been around now for about a month and a half and observing everything, and I'll tell you what I did notice. Now, I've been obviously doing this for quite a while. You have seen more people here who understand how the betting worked than anywhere else, only because Jimmy's idea is like, growing up in this environment for the past 50 years, people obviously understand. We're not going to get into the illegal side of sports betting, but everybody dipped their toe in a little bit. So there were more people who understood it quicker than I thought there would be. So this is a testament of like, you know, okay, so I'll come and get my ticket for this instead of betting it on the phone.
When we talked on Super Bowl Sunday, mm-hmm. down here, it made the same point you made a minute ago. This is just still in its relative infancy. Mm-hmm. Here in Pennsylvania,
yeah.
But to see the way, I think it was February, I saw Rivers had more money placed in the sports book than even Sugar House in Philly. Has it surprised you at all that Western PA has taken off even as much or if not more so than Philly?
Well, I don't think so. I thought that once it was opened and things started to roll a little bit, that this would be the brick and mortar place that people would obviously come to. Let's call it like it is. You're in a great spot. And also remember this. You have West Virginia now who's this close. Ohio, which doesn't have any betting. So we're getting a lot of people already coming from other states to come here because they can legally bet here. And, you know, we're right in a great spot. You're, like, right in the middle of the city, basically. You have, again, as I said, two states right around you that are going to supply people with it. So I wasn't that surprised. I was more surprised with, as I just alluded to a minute ago, like people understanding what this racket was all about even before they made their first bet. And even stuff like, you know, I was always chirping everybody, you know, if you don't understand things, you know, before you get to the front of the line, make sure you understand what you're doing. There wasn't as many of that as I thought there would be.
You know, it's, I guess everybody knew a guy, right, is what,
yeah,
you're saying.
Right.
Is that everybody around here knew a guy. How much action do you get? Now, it's easy to go up, and I can pick out, like, say, Vermont, and they're, I guess it's a 9-point spread, so I'm going to go up and put a few dollars down on them. But how much are people getting into the, you can bet on the half? How many people have picked it up in-game where all of a sudden, I don't know if you want to call it chasing, but that they can you can bet on the second half. How much of that have you seen?
Well, I wouldn't call it chasing. What I would call it is like some people understand it a little more than other people. Can obviously put yourself in a good position with the reverse bet or something that A, you bet team A. Now, you know, you get an in-progress bet where you can put yourself in a spot where you've reduced the liability but put yourself in a better spot. The in-progress thing is the wave of the future only because people understand it. At the beginning, it was a little frightening. You know, Jimmy, I bet this, and now I'm looking at, the, you know, the bet's still open over there. Well, the in-progress betting is a thing that will grow and grow and grow. That and the kiosk machines were self-serving. Obviously, I thought it would be good. I'm talking about the whole country jumping on. The Las Vegas people, we were way behind the curve on the kiosk. We thought we could always do it at the counter. But what we're finding out is like more people, they're less intimidated by going to a machine. And obviously this is the way the world is now. Everything is like automated. But very surprised. To answer your question, they are smarter than I thought they were. And B, they're utilizing the kiosk more and more than I ever thought they would.
Time right now is 9:09, powered by Body Armor, the official sports drink of the NCAA and of March Madness. I'll be honest with you, Jimmy. I understand the kiosk just fine. Just like you, I'm a Pittsburgh guy, though, and I like talking to somebody and going up to the window, and if I hit, I like tipping them. So that's why I go to the window.
Well, I mean, they're going to ask you, what are you doing over here? Get over there.
but what I thought was great was, for example, back in January when I went up to the window, like Colin, I want to walk up to the window and talk to a human. And I walked up, and it wasn't that I didn't understand, but I wanted to get a number on, hey, if I parlay this and that,
correct,
what's my payout going to be? And they are, despite the number of people down here, the volume of bets being placed. I walked up to the window. I didn't have to wait. I talked to someone who was pleasant. They said, hey, if you put this down, this is what you're going to get if you hit. I made the bet, and I was done like that. I mean, the efficiency for the volume that's coming in is pretty impressive.
Well, let me help you out a little bit on that one. See, by you doing that, first of all, now you're more into it. And you know what it'll be? The next couple bets you make or next week or next month or whatever, you'll understand not to even ask that question because you'll know exactly what it is when you look at it too. Mm-hmm. A few little hints on what basically the two-team parlay, what's it pay, the money line, how do you space it out, and obviously baseball, they don't use point spreads, we use money lines. But what it'll do, it'll now make you more interested in seeing what the payout is, and you won't even have to ask. And that's the strength of like going to the window. Asking a ticket writer or asking a supervisor, asking someone who's connected to the book. As I said a million times, you know, try to get yourself a little educated before you get there because it looks daunting at times with all those things on the board, all those lights flashing or whatever. But if you break it down, it's not as hard as you think it is.
And then so part of it is education, isn't
sure.
it, for the people at the window? Because I don't really know what I'm doing. And people are very polite. And I get it's like the customer, if you educate the customer, they're going to keep coming back, right?
Well, you're right. We're in an initiation fee here. Excuse me. Where any sports book gets new, it's just like any other business. This is reintroducing people to something that's brand new. You have to go through every season before you find out and you take a step back and say, this worked, this didn't work. Baseball's a little different. The NBA playoffs will be a little bit different. Naturally, college football would. Let me tell you something right now. It's March coming up in April. College football is just as powerful as betting the NFL anymore, as far as like ticket count, as far as money. So you haven't seen anything yet. Like I said, you got to see the whole first year. But educating people, that's a priority.
Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram locations in North Huntington and North Hills. You touched on in-game betting, instantaneous betting, not just betting a game and sitting and watching the whole thing, but being able to go ahead and bet during the game. Is that why the designs maybe in the future are this is the place you come for a bachelor party? This is the place you come with all your buddies to watch a game and hunker down and have four different bets going on mm-hmm. at some time. Maybe a smaller denomination bet, but higher volume betting.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. We need volume. Anything that you do that incurs money, exchanging hands, is like you need people to be betting. So the best way to do that is, A, yes, obviously open yourself up to other things that can be done. You know, you reached on the marketing thing. Let me hint, a little hint there. You know, I'll go back 35 years when this actually started to really start to roll with the NCAA tournament. I was at the original MGM at the time, and I can remember vividly. It was a jam-up weekend, and here's a couple coming to me. It's on a Monday afternoon. Said, "Jimmy, you know, we want to make reservations." Well, I thought they were going to make reservations. They wanted to come back in a week or two. Though they wanted reservations for the next NCAA tournament. So at that time, I said, "Listen, there's more to this than just like the old timers with cigars and throwing stuff on the floor and spitting." So once you introduce that to any casino marketing department, obviously you can see what happened. The event center upstairs is absolutely plush. You can do whatever you want up there. The people ahead of time understanding, you know, where you can reserve your seats, whatever, but you are right. It's a new era. It's a new way of doing business. And, yes, it's such a magnet for other things that happen in your casino when the sports book is run correctly, and I think we're on the right track.
Jimmy Vaccaro, the Rivers Director of Sports Relations, with us here on the Fab Morning Show. We love this spot, and we love the setup, but how is the work coming along on – expanding the sports book area specifically here at Rivers?
Well, Bill Keenan, the general manager of the Rivers Casino, we sat down about a week or two ago, and the sports book, I can tell you this, will be on, I think that's the south end of the casino. Is it over this way? Anyway, he had renderings of about five different things that they're going to do. Naturally, the corporate will decide exactly when and where. I would suggest to you that you're going to see something that's pretty revolutionized as far as making a sports book where it's obviously very nice, very comfortable, and very accessible. That, from everything that I gather from Bill and all the other things we have planned, it's going to be a big year. And to answer your question, I would say by July you'll see a brand new sports book here. Oh, wow. in the Rivers.
So when the NFL season and college football kicks off, be in that new place.
Well, I've suggested, and I think they're going to follow up on it also, is like you'd like to open around July to get ready for football season, to go through the kinks. But not that I'm going to sit here and tell you things that I think that we're going to do, but I've given them a lot of ideas from everything, from different ways of winning, parlay cards, contests, everything else that you'll see that you've seen in Las Vegas for the past 40 years. You know, we're going to steal some of them. But, you know, we're not going to steal them. If people like me who made these ideas up 40 years ago, we're just going back in time.
Bringing
them
back home.
Reclaim them.
You're exactly right.
Long way from an old parlay sheet that you just circled the numbers on the bottom and tore it off, huh, Jim?
Well, we used to call them spot sheets when I was a kid. And why was that in the 50s and 60s? Because it was like it was a spot on the game. Well, in other words, what's the number on the game? Well, give me a spot sheet. And I played them in Louis' pool room. And I never won because I could find out later on that, you know, tides lose, minus seven both sides. You had the worst of it, but I still had a little ticket in my hand for a 15-year-old.
There you go. Jimmy, we thank you so very much.
Awesome.
We appreciate it. Big day down here. Get here. If you're listening to us, you're thinking about what to do today. Yeah. Zeiss was telling me about that one time, I believe.
Yeah, Louis Esquino.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. All right, get down here. We're at the Rivers. We'll be here all day. This is the Fan Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.